1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 11, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the Spirit, through the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this morning that You have gathered us unto Yourself. We are grateful for the privilege of being partaker of this wonderful divine nature of Yours by Your giftings for the body. We ask that our eyes will be open, understanding will come to us, revelation concerning our lives by the supply of the Spirit will come to us, so we will walk worthy and profitably even to Your kingdom. Thank You. Speak to us, Lord, and let Your will be done for us in Jesus' name. And everyone said, this morning we want to look at, don't be ignorant of the gifts of God. You don't have to be ignorant about that. Unfortunately, the body of Christ, the church, is living as if it is an issue of go to church, come back home, I have fulfilled all righteousness, pay my tithe, give an offering, and the rest of the life I leave it for myself. It is not so. Hallelujah. That's not how God intended His body to be. No, no, not at all. God intended His body to be so active by the supply of the Spirit that He, God, gives, so that everybody will become effective. And the body of Christ will be so strong. And the reason now we are weak, because we have neglected what will let us become energized. Last week, when I was speaking, I made a statement, and I've been thinking about it the whole week. I said, there are wonderful children of God who are going to heaven. It's true, because they have believed. And because they are living by the word of the Lord. But we have a big issue because majority of children of God, I don't know for what reason, majority of children of God don't acknowledge the workings of God in them and don't acknowledge the gifts that God has placed in their lives for them to become a blessing for the building of the kingdom of God. As we hear the word of God today, may understanding come. in the name of Jesus. To the extent that you will accept to yield, to figure out what God has placed in me. You see, in the verse 1, there's a very important statement made there. The Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts. This is the word of God. This is the voice of God. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. God himself is saying, he doesn't want us to be ignorant. You see, I want to tell you something. God is not man. He doesn't speak by heart. He speaks and he's very clear. The church has not done much. I'm not talking about CFCC only. The body of Christ has not done much simply because we have neglected that which can let us be lifted to glorify God. I don't know what it is that has made many of us to push aside. Actually, God doesn't want it to be pushed aside. God wants that we will all come to the unity of the faith with clear understanding that I have this gift from God, that I can operate in it to help one another. So my question is, why? We don't want to talk about it. We even think it's not necessary. But I want to tell you that without the giftings of God, the church will not go far. I expected somebody to say amen. I'm telling you, I can prove by scripture. Listen, let me tell you, if our Jesus had not demonstrated much of power and his giftings, people will not follow him. What makes Jesus unique is that every religious person died and was buried. He didn't get up. Our Jesus, he got up from the dead. And it's a miracle. So miracles and giftings of God can never be put aside. Please. You can put it aside. You will still go to heaven, but I can tell you that you will suffer damage. Because there are some things, the gifts of God answer them. Praise the Lord. Did you hear what I said? There are some things it takes only when you have been given with an ability or a gift from God to be able to answer. If we continue as if we don't care, Satan will be very happy. I've seen few things. I have seen, you know, if you know the realms of the spirit, one man of God said, Satan is very legalistic. And I have proven that to know that it is true. You see, when you are walking in town and somebody says, you can decide to mind or not mind. True or false? Your legal mind is that this say is not my name. Correct? That's how Satan operates. If you have ever been involved in demonic casting out, sometimes I command you in the name of Jesus. Sometimes they will go. Sometimes they will like, I'm there. By revelation, when you get to know what type of spirit and you mention, they don't have any right than to respond. It is true. I know what I'm talking about. And that sort of thing, you cannot use your mind, because mind cannot discern them. They are discerned by the Spirit. So nobody should be ignorant. Everybody sitting in the church, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, you have a gift of God, but you are sitting on it. May your buttocks burn, that you may rise up and operate by the Spirit of God. Teacher, somebody is not saying amen. Now concerning spiritual gifts, you don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be. There are gifts, you know, thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 6. Paul had this to say to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, 6. Is it frozen that I can read from? Therefore, see, I love this. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Now I remind you. To stir up the gifts of God, which is in you through the laying off of my hands. Continue to seven. The way I want to preach, if you don't catch it quick, because I don't have time, what I'm teaching must be preached by 3-4 hours. And I'm speaking about this within 40 minutes or so. So you better be alive. Amen. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. Why did Paul say this to his son in the faith? This boy has followed him. Young man that we know the story was taken from, his father was a Greek, his mother was a Jew, something like that. And God just, he was such a fine gentleman when he got born again. And so Paul took him in the missionary journey. And in the course of it, in one of the meetings, he comes and he says, in the name of Jesus, I impart upon you. Lays hands on him and he receives a gift from God. The brother could not operate in that gift because he didn't think he was there. There were times that he would be in meetings and God would stir him, his spirit, to do something. Because of intimidation, he would be stuck there. So now his papa in the faith, he rises to him and he is telling him that, do you know that day that I laid hands on you, you fell or whatever, even if you didn't fall? Do you know that a gift was imparted upon you? You have not been able to operate this gift at all. I am writing to you to remind you that there is a gift in you. Do you know that there are a lot of people sitting here? They have gift of God in them, but they have shut the gift of God. I can share some of the giftings by the reading of the scripture to you. Please, if you love God and you want the kingdom of God to progress, go and seek and say, Lord, what is my gift that I may allow myself to be used by you for the profit of all? I'm speaking to a church that doesn't say amen. I don't know about you. How many of us have been sick before in life? I know everybody will lift your hands up. Was it very palatable? So if you were sick and somebody came and said, how can you be sick? In the name of Jesus, out! And you got healed. Wouldn't you be happy? And you think God doesn't want us to be happy like that? Oh, brother. There's a gift of God. It is Satan who is trying to let us think that it's not necessary. If it is not necessary, There are some things we can do, but we can't do further. Did you hear me? We can't go further. I know there are people here who are very good. They are good, wonderful. You want the gospel to progress, true or false? There are churches that need to be built. Sometimes it just takes the gift of God by one person, and it is done. I want you not to be ignorant. Not to be. Because the gifts, they edify and they build a church. Praise the Lord. You see, Timothy thought that it was only believing and following. And he was still following the man faithfully. But there was a point Paul told him, I am sending you to this church to appoint leaders, to do this and to do this and to put this in place. That kind of thing, you need the Holy Spirit. You need insight. You have believed all right. By your gift from God, will make you do more. Praise the Lord. We will not sit down and become an ignorant church. It is true we are all going to heaven, but before I leave for heaven, the earth must. There was one preacher man who came, he said, today the heavens will kiss the earth. Before I leave, the heavens must kiss the earth. This is my determination. I want to be a proper instrument in the hands of God. I want to make impact. And a child of God can only make impact when he has something extraordinary from the Lord. Not himself, but from the Lord who has gifted him. So God said, I don't want you to be ignorant. And the church of Jesus is very much ignorant. And we are not hungry even to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with an ability to perceive things, to know things, to cast out, to deal with certain. Let me tell you, it is God who is in all to do all, isn't it? So why don't you make yourself available for this truth? Don't be ignorant. Say to your neighbor, don't be ignorant. There's a gift of God in you. Start pleading with God to show you. Amen. Verse number 2. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. You know, most people, when Bible talks like this, they think that it is when you have some stones which we have removed and you pour libation on it. Do you know that many believers, they have idols and they don't know? They have them. And I will tell you why I'm saying so. You can have an idol and start serving the idol nicely and you will be very ignorant. When Ghana first went to the World Cup, everybody, men and women and pastor, everybody was watching football, correct? Because Ghana was there. I also watched. And it was so interesting when, especially we bashed the United States. Now, it became so interesting that my heart went into the matter. Unknowingly. Hey! To the extent that as soon as I heard football, even food I won't eat. Until, thanks be to God for the Holy Ghost. He says, you are going. You're actually on your way. Do you know that you can esteem something so high to the extent that it can affect your Bible studies, it can affect your prayer time, it can affect any spiritual thing, and it won't bother you at all, true or false? What has that thing become? An idol to you. An idol. So when we talk about idol, people think that is the African one, where we have to have some river that we slaughter to. That's not it. Anything that you esteem so high above God has become your idol. One day, the prophet of God was sitting down, and the elders of Israel went to him that they wanted to know the plans of God for them. When they got there, God spoke to the prophet of God and said, these elders, they are coming as if they want to hear from me. They already have their idols in their hearts. I think it's in Ezekiel 14 somewhere there. Those who would like to inquire, so that Ezekiel 14, check, let me see. No, start from verse 1. Now some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their way. And put before them that which causes them to stumble into sin. Should I let myself be inquired of all of them by me? Did you hear now? Isn't this, you see, so idolatry is not the imagery thing, which most of the time when we see somebody has, we think he's so bad. My friend, anything that you have esteemed above the knowledge of Christ and it has grabbed your spirit, your heart, your soul, it's more important to you, has become an idol. So simple. When I see people don't love the presence of God, but they love something else, they don't know. I can't even preach because there are so many things inside me that I look at the time and I get scared. It's not to be, to have an idol is very simple. Auntie Amelia, I immediately had an idol with football. And today pastors have idols in the spirit of football. May you not be caught like that. Joshua, may you not be caught like that. Me, I know. Thanks be to God for the Holy Spirit. He said, hey, you are going. And then I repented. In fact, it went to the extent that my wife too, also the Holy Spirit had to use, they say, hey, Papa, this thing, you are watching too much. Oh. And then the bell started ringing. I repented. No, but you see, it became too strong that... But thank God he delivered me. Amen and amen. Don't be ignorant. Now, I want you to know, some of us don't know this. Switch to me. Ah, you are here. I love this. I wish I had time to explain. However you were led. However you were led. When we didn't know, some things were so possessive to the extent that it kept leading us and leading us and leading us and leading us and leading us. However we were led. But when we came to Christ, he broke it. And now when the Spirit of Christ is in you, your talk is always about Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's why in the verse 3, he says, nobody, therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. You see, when you are free and the Spirit of God is at work in you, every talk, every opportunity, even when you are chatting with somebody, all your conversation is about him because he has become your God. Amen. Everything about you is Jesus. Can I ask you to do a little examination? When you come to church, come to Sunday school, it is only when you come that your Christianity starts. As soon as you leave church, some of us, we can talk every language under the sun, but Jesus will never be mentioned. I want you to examine your own self and see where you are. Maybe, but some of us can also talk about football 3 hours. Can talk about politics. Do you know that politics has become an idol for some people? May it break down now. God sent this word that you may be delivered from it. Hallelujah. Now let me just quickly see what I can do. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. We may have the same gifts, but at different levels. Because of the makeup, the way God made me, I can operate in a gift different from the way you operate in your gift. I don't have time to give you a lot of examples. But I just want you to accept that once we are brethren, when the Spirit of God is working through us, let's accept it. Don't judge somebody because of the way he is carrying his spirit. I mean, let me just give a little example. For instance, if we are here and the spirit of tongues and interpretation, somebody speaks in tongues and then somebody has to interpret, and some of us can just have it and say, thus saith the Lord, bam, 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 bam. And then some people too, they would have to, especially the woman. And the Lord said, don't judge. Hallelujah. That's their makeup. But they can still communicate. Don't let you start thinking that, but Reverend Dennis, as for him, when he's interpreting, he's not. Don't judge those things. Don't. Somebody can, in the name of Jesus, that's how his spirit operates. Some of us can also just say, I command you in the name of Jesus, and the spirits will leave. Don't judge at those levels. Is that okay? So those are the diversities that Bible is talking about. But the good thing is that by the same Spirit. I want you to know something. This one is very important. The body of Christ has not made much impact. We have talked too much. We haven't made much impact simply because we have laid down the giftings of God. And the day in which we leave, my brother, whether you like it or not, it will take the giftings of God to promote the work of the ministry. John said, the disciples of John and the Jews, they said, oh, these people, everybody has stopped. They are following them. Do you remember at their temple, the beautiful gate, when that man, such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And now the church by the Jews were not very happy, because when they went to their caucus meeting, all they said is that if we don't stop these people from doing these things, everybody will leave us all, because all men have gone to follow them. The giftings of God make room for the church to grow. I've seen some things. I'm not satisfied. If you were to ask me, no. Last Sunday I told you, Crawford problems. But the church has the solution. But the church is sitting on the solution. May your gift rise up in you. In the name of Jesus. See, when you have a gift, it's so beautiful. There are certain demons. It all depends on your level. Certain things are very easy. Some people can pray all night. One demon will go. 8 will remain. Somebody can speak one word. They will say, we are leaving. So we can't throw the gift of God away. Don't be ignorant. Please, don't be ignorant. What we see with our eye is not that alone. No koyejame. There are things there. God has helped us to see few things. And I've come to see one crusade at Jinsening Osun, one of the villages. The Lord told us to just worship on the last day. And that was there. We have preached the whole week. I mean, people have been healed and everything. But on the last day, there were a lot of people with demonic spirit. And they were so uncomfortable. The only thing, now they were ready to challenge. And as we were worshiping, they would just be coming towards the platform, the altar. And they will fall. Boom! We were not led to lay hands. Some of them, majority, almost everybody, God delivered them from the spirit. And they slept. We finished the crusade. We packed our instruments. And they slept until the following day. Later we got the results. These people were delivered from all their demonic influences. Amazing. God gave his gift to his church for the edifying of his body. The gifts of God makes us make provision for one another. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes you can be talking with somebody. And if you have the ears to hear, you may have prayed about something. In just ordinary conversation, an individual can speak. And you know that God has spoken to him, through him, for your matter. And your thing is resolved. I've seen it too many times. It is a gift, either by wisdom or by knowledge. So we need the gift of God, and the good news is that it's not only one person. Everybody has something to offer. Isn't it a good thing? Shout a big amen. Everybody has something to offer, but we haven't paid much attention to it. I just want to say something small and then we move into something else. There are offices, which is also a gift. In Ephesians is there. When he ascended, he gave gifts to men, some apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers and all of that. There are certain people in certain offices that God has graced them with his gift. Even teaching, somebody can teach and you know that this one is not the ordinary one. And there are special miracles people can wrought. God will work it through certain people. There are also gifts. And then in the church, there are also ordinary people. There is even a gift of giving. I'm telling you. They give without thinking about anything. It's a gift. If it's only when God has blessed you with that. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. But there are people with the abilities to do that. Now, here was a visit from Jerusalem. Acts chapter 11, verse 28. I'll close with that because I don't have much time. Verse number 27. And in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. They were visiting Antioch, the one that was set up by Paul and his, when God said, separate them, and they were witnessing everywhere, it became a church. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine, that's great hunger, throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, according to his ability, that every disciple determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Judea. This also they did, and sent to the elders by the hand of Paul and Barnabas. It meant that when the people have come from Antioch and they were in the church, they were having fellowship, all of a sudden one stood up and said, "Thus says the Lord, there's going to be a famine, there's going to be a hunger in the whole world. And so we need to prepare. Let's not be spending everything, let's just keep some." And when they did, they started piling. And you know, it didn't happen immediately because it happened in the days of Claudia. We don't know how many years. The Bible didn't talk about it. But the thing is that they understood and they started preparing. So in the time of plenty, they were just putting things aside. And so when the church in Jerusalem was very, very hungry, Judea, because of the gift of God and the operations of God, they were ahead of time. That's why I told you that the gift of God enhances the church of Jesus Christ. Amen. So they prepared and they were ready to take care of the church of Jesus. So if you think that the gift of Jesus is not, you will be dragging your feet. Something that needs to be done at once, you will be dragging your feet and you can never get it done because there are no people with the ability of God to get it done. And it's not because, and you see, if you are not very careful, one day you become an unbeliever because you will sit there every day, "Lord, we need, oh, Lord, we need, oh." You yourself, you'll be tired with your prayer. Nothing is coming. But you see, we have neglected the people who have the gift of God to let it happen. I pray that you will rise up to your gift. In the name of Jesus. The church of Jesus is suffering. Because many people are very ignorant. And even when they hear something, "I want you to move and go and do this." You know, there have been a few occasions people have come with issues. Hey! They have come. And when they start narrating their matter, I'll say, "Hey!" I don't say "hey" to them, but my spirit will say, "Hey!" And then I will say, "Lord, this one, what are you going?" I remember there was somebody with an issue. Kaya. Even the person, when he was even saying, it was even not very. And I said, "Brother, no, sister, feel free to talk. Because we are all coming from somewhere. We were led anyhow." And this person started. And I said, "Lord, this one, if you don't show me the source of it for me to pray, I don't know." So in the conversation, the Lord just turned my tongue to ask a question. And the person came out. Because, you see, she was coming from idolatry background. When I say idolatry, this one is the proper God. When they will slaughter and pour blood and all of that. You see, anybody from those areas, when your ancestors do those things, they are very dangerous. Those are the things the Bible says that it goes into the third and fourth generation, you know. the punishment of it. And this is a wonderful, wonderful person, extra in by all standards, but was suffering. All of the children were married to, because things were happening to them in the night. And then by God's grace, a thing came out. And I remember, very simple prayer to addressing that issue was the end of it. The good news, after that, pass it on to, this is my family member too. This is my family member too. And every one of them who came was saved. And the thing had been done for many years over them. It's not something anybody was proud to talk about. How did it come? It was only the gift of God that operated. So people of God, allow yourself so that God can come up with his gift for you to be blessed. May the Lord help us. Give us understanding to the introduction of what I have said. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord will help us. Somebody was online. He said, one of our church members online, he said, Reverend Dennis, I think that you all have to sit down and make time for the word of God. I said, I don't decide alone. Me, I can do it. But we will, one of these days, take it to conference. Amen. May the Lord enlarge our hearts. There is something in everybody. Please ask the Lord to help you so that you can become beneficial to the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.